And all of that praise and dancing and blessing the name of the Lord was just to get you ready. Amen? Praise God. One time, David, you know, when the ark was coming home, he took off all his regalia and all his wonderful garments and kingly robe, and he began to praise the name. He began to get down. Hallelujah. And he began to praise the name of the Lord. Well, you may know the end of that story. You know, his young wife didn't think too much about it. You know, and she said, well, you know, how glorious was the king of Israel today, you know, just, you know, abasing himself in the presence of all Israel. And David said, well, you know, you think that was base? You haven't seen anything yet, amen? Praise God. He said, where was your father's house when the Lord appointed me as king? If the Lord, he took me from the sheepcote when I was nothing, and he raised me to be ruler of his people, then I will praise his name. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. Father, we love you this morning, Lord. And Lord, that is the story for many of us. You have taken us from nothing, and you made us to become something. Hallelujah. And therefore, we will bless the name of the Lord. Now, people, bless the name of the Lord your God. Come on. Bless the name of the Lord your God in here this morning. Come on, somebody. Bless the name of the Lord your God in here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he has taken you from nobody, and he has made you a somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some of you, you know, the enemy said you are barren, but Jesus said you are fruitful. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy said you'll be down, but Jesus said, I have lifted you up. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, so we ought to give the name of the Lord some praise in here. Can I get a witness on that this morning? Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now, this morning, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, now Jesus, in verse 13, he asked his disciples a question. And he said, look, what do people say about me? What do men say that, or whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And one said after this sort, and another said after that sort. Then he asked them, you know, what about you guys? What do you say about me? Listen to this, verse 13 of Matthew 16. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You know, so, you know, kind of an opinion poll. You know, what's going on? What are people talking about me? You know, and they say, well, some say you are John the Baptist, and some others say you are Elijah, and so on. And one says you are Jeremiah, and the other say you are one of the prophets, and so forth. Say, so, all right, well, that's good. But what about you? What do you say about me? Whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art... Now, I want you to listen to this. Thou art the Christ, the Son of a living God. Hallelujah. That's what Simon Peter said. My lands. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood, you didn't get that by education. You didn't get that by going to school. You didn't get that in seminary school. You know, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. But that came straight unto you from my Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah! The revelation of who the Christ is comes straight from the Father that is in heaven. And he turned around and said to him, no. And I say unto you, because of this revelation that you have received, I will, hallelujah, this revelation, that's the rock. Make no mistake about it. That is the rock. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, which is the revelation of who Christ is. Now, Jesus is the rock. And the revelation of who he is the rock. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20, we are told that, you know, we are built on the, you know, foundation of the apostles and the prophets, but Jesus Christ himself is that chief corner rock, that chief cornerstone, the piece that holds everything together. Hallelujah. And so he said to Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen, somebody. You're too quiet in here this morning. And because of this revelation, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, the revelation of whom the Christ is, that is a secret that unlocks the power to deliver into your hands the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And once you get a hold of those keys, you can bind things on earth, and they are sanctioned in heaven. You can lose in things on earth, and they are losing in heaven just the same way. And I'm going to bind and losing some things in here this morning. Amen? Praise God, you know. So we see that the power to bind things on earth. You know, what does it mean to bind? Well, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. What does it also mean to lose? Now, some people don't really know what these things mean. And I'm going to be sharing that with you this morning, just showing you some secrets in the spirit of how you can get more out of your prayers. Amen? That's right. That's what this is all about. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, so, you know, bind and to lose. In fact, Jesus said, you know, he told this example in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 29. He said, look, you know, of course they accused him of casting out devils with the, you know, by the power of Beelzebub and so forth. And he said, you know, a house divided against itself cannot stand, all that, you know. He said, look, I'm doing this by the power of God. But he said, look, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods? Think about that for a minute. You know, so you have a strong man, a man that is really powerful, and you know, he's got some goods that he thinks are secure. How can you enter into his house and spoil those goods? Now, why Jesus gives the way that it is done, the way that it can be done. First, you must find that strong man. Amen, somebody? That's right. That's the devil. You know, you must find his works, and then you can go in and then spoil his house. So, there is such a thing as binding the works or the activities of the devil in a limited way so that the power of God can be released. Amen? Amen, somebody? That's right. Because the devil, he's active. He's moving and doing some things. But, you know, we can put, you know, restraint around his activities. In fact, you know, for people, you know, there are some people that are sitting in darkness, that are bound by chains of darkness, that are bound by the powers of the devil, that they, you know, their understanding has been darkened. They cannot understand. They can't see anything, you know. To set those kinds of people free, you got to step in there and bind the forces of darkness. First of all, hallelujah. And then begin to set his captives free. Set the captives free. You know, first you have to take, you know, that strong man that's keeping the people down. You've got to bind them, you know, with chains and with fetters. You know, but I'm going to show you how that's done, because, you know, you can't bind a strong man unless you are stronger. Amen? I don't know if you know that's true. You can't bind somebody that's stronger than you. You know, so, you know, let's find out what that is all about. You know, but what I think, you know, but we know, you know, Jesus already said that we have the power over the enemy. He gave us that power. If you believe that's true, you can say amen. In the book of Luke chapter 10 and verses 18 and 19. Now, well, of course, Jesus, he sent out his disciples, and they came back, you know, two by two, and they came back and gave report of what great things they had done. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 18, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. You know, I saw him fall like lightning. You know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again here this morning. Satan fell like lightning from heaven. Now, lightning travels at the speed of light. You know, that's 186,000 miles per second, for those of you that care about that. You know, that's how fast that Satan moves from the real power of God. Amen? That's right. you know, if you have the real power, if you know how to use the keys of the kingdom of heaven, first, the only way that you can get it, and I will be explaining that, is to get the real revelation of who the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you have that in your hands, you know, Jesus said, look, I saw Satan fall down as lightning, and then he turned around and said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. He gives you power to tread on serpents, evil spirits, scorpions, all these things. And he said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen? You believe that here this morning? I mean, is there anybody here that has power who are all the power of the enemy? Let me see your hands if you do. Then why are you still sick? You know, sickness is the power of the enemy. Amen? No, we need to be walking in the realization of what Jesus has already given us. We need to be enforcing the things. We got to be using the keys of the kingdom that Jesus has already delivered to our hands. He said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Of course, you know, if you're not living, you know, in righteousness, if you're not walking in the light, you will not be able to have power over the powers of darkness. The only way that you can overcome darkness is to turn on the light. Amen? How many of you know that's true? If you come into a room and it's very dark in the night and so forth, how do you get rid of that darkness? You turn on the light. That's right. That's how you get rid of the power of darkness. You turn on the light. Amen, somebody. And that is the light that we have through the gospel. That is the light that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen. You some of the things that you can actually bind and some of the things that you can lose. Let me take a few minutes and explain to you what it means by the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. You know, now turn with me to the book of Ephesians. This was Paul's prayer. Now, most of the time, every time Paul, you know, those places, various places where he ministered to people and brought them to Christ, and he would have, you know, a passionate desire for them, and he would be praying for them in his prayers, and so on and so forth, and he always wanted, you know, something for them, especially, you know, he wanted something for them. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. This is the prayer that Paul always prayed for the people of Ephesians. In fact, let me read from verse 18. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, verse 17 is where I'm going with this. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance among the saints. Listen. And these are the things that he wants you to know, you know, and these are the things that come from when you get that revelation in the knowledge of him, from verse 17. When you get that revelation in the knowledge of him, you know, you begin to understand what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. You begin to understand, you know, that, you know, there is, you know, this greatness of his power comes according, you know, to the working of his own mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above principalities and power and might and dominion, all of them, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is come. Amen. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. That we are the body of Christ. You know, and God has put all things under his feet. You know, I mean, if you're standing up, you know, the head is over here, the feet is down here, and everything is under his feet, and we are his body. That means everything is under us. Amen? Amen, people. I don't know how else to say it. It is as simple as that. You know, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places above all principality and power. Amen. whether things in this world or things to come. You know, we must recognize that position. And God gives us this, all of this, through the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you something too. You cannot slice God up into three pieces, you know, and throw him out every which way like, you know, some of the churches like to do today. You can't do that. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Amen, people? Amen? Amen. You cannot serve three gods. In fact, there is not enough room in this universe for two of them. There is only one God. Hallelujah. And his name is, you can call him any name you want that he has revealed it. He has revealed his name by Jah. Some people call him Jehovah. Some people call him Yahweh. Other people call him Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One and the same. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, that is the truth of the gospel. You know, that is the revelation of who he is. And when you have that real power of God, you know, one time, you know, they wondered about that. But John, you know, wondered about that. You know, one of his closest disciples, until finally he appeared to him on the Isle of Patmos. And he said to John, in the book of Revelation chapter 1, you know, he appeared to John, kept how he revealed himself to John. You know, in the book of Revelation chapter 1. And he said, look, I am he that liveth and was dead. Hallelujah. And behold, I am alive forever. First time John heard that voice, I turned in the spirit to see the voice that was speaking to him, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10. You know, and I heard a great trumpet. You know, the voice sounded like a great trumpet. And the voice was saying, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it. And he gave him this commission to do this great thing. You know, and as he went on and on, and then this voice finally told him, you know, because when he saw his form, he was, you know, he was just, you know, terrible. Eyes shining like fire, feet in his body, feet burning like brass and everything like that, just tremendous around him. So John fell at his feet as dead in verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me and said unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Hello? That's right. I am he that, you know, so that you make no mistake about who is talking. Jesus is going to make it clear here. I am he that liveth and was dead. Now that's Jesus. But he calls himself the first and the last. Not the second or the third or the fourth. Amen? Hello? I am the first and the last. You know, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. For you to be the first and to be the last, you have to be the same person. It can't be different. If I tell all of you to file out of this room, I gave this example before, and then I take note of the first person that left, and I also take note of the last person that left, if the first person that left the room was also the last person that left the room, then there had to be only one person in the room. Praise God. There is no other way that you can do it. Hallelujah. What confuses people, they don't forget that God is Almighty God. Hallelujah. You know, and in the Old Testament, you can call him Jehovah, you can call him the pillar of fire, you know. I mean, he can appear in various different forms, and he can drop down, you know, by the Spirit of God into that blessed little womb and come out, you know, as the Son of God. Same Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. And at the end of the age, he said, look, you know, that was then. You know, he was Son of Man then, but now I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and death. Because I went down to hell, I went down to the grave, and I took the keys, and I beat up, and I whooped the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is Jesus Christ. Praise God. That's who he is. You know, how many gods will you see when you get to heaven? Some people say 3, some people say 10, some people say 7. Well, you know, he didn't say this for no reason. He said, thus saith the Holy one of Israel. He said it so many times in the book of Isaiah. The Holy One. And God is one in number, not just in unity. Praise God. You know, amen. In fact, one time, you know, they said, well, show us the Father and he suffices us. You know, I mean, Philip even asked him that question. You know, show us, you know, you've been telling us all this time about the Father and so forth. You know, why don't you just show us the Father for once? And then we'll be okay. And what was the answer that Jesus gave? How many of you know what the answer he gave? Let me read it to you here. He said, have I been with you so long time, and yet you don't know me, Philip? You know, this is in John chapter 14. Philip said unto him in verse 8, Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been with you all this time, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Hallelujah, somebody. And how is it then that you are asking me to show you the Father? You know, Jesus didn't, you know, could figure it out. Why are you still asking to show you the Father? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And they said, well, they still didn't understand it. So he said, look, don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, that Holy Ghost, that same eternal Spirit? Don't you believe it? Well, if you don't believe it, all you have to do is go to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And listen to how the Holy Ghost prophesied of the coming of Christ through Isaiah the prophet. For unto us, in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, hallelujah. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Amen. I don't think anybody can dispute that that is Jesus, because it's the son that was born. His name shall be called the Counselor. That's the Holy Ghost right there. He is also the Mighty God. But at the same time, he's also the Everlasting Father. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. You know, that is the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And he is also the Prince of Peace. He is the Father and he is the Prince at the same time. You know, only God can do that. Amen. Praise ye the name of. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that is where the real power lies. That is where the power that puts the final nail in devil's coffin lies. The devil believes in one God. You know, that doesn't bother him at all. And he trembles about it in James 2:19. You know, but it is the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Everybody, you know, a lot of people believe in God. That doesn't do the devil any harm at all. But the name of Jesus Christ is the name, you know, to which every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, and, you know, to settle all controversy, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. And he dwelt among us. Hallelujah. He was justified in spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached unto the Gentiles. He believed, you know, he was believed on in the world, and he was received up into glory. That was God. You know, in fact, that was Elohim. Hallelujah. The same eternal flame, you know, the same one that met Moses in the bush and said, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In fact, you know, he told the Jews, he said, look, you know, in the book of John chapter 8, he told them, except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. He said, you are who? And he said, look, I am my Father, I want. You know, and everything he said, you know, was okay until he said, I am my Father, I want. And they killed him for that. You know, they said, look at this man. You know, he makes himself God. You know, and they said, well, you know, and Jesus said, you know, if you don't believe that I am he, this is John 8. Let me read it to you in verse, 24. I said, therefore, unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, hallelujah, then you shall die in your sins. I am he. and there is none else. I am God alone, and beside me there is no Savior. That's what Isaiah, he said it repeatedly over and over again. Now that's where the real power that brings you the keys of the kingdom of God. That's where the real power is at. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you can understand that, my goodness, you know, the devils will tremble. I'm going to show you some things that you can bind in a few minutes once you get that power. But I just want to lay that foundation. I know a lot of people understand that already, you know, but we have new people coming and going sometimes and so forth like that. And it is necessary for us to let you know that that's where the real power of God is at, you know, and so forth. Let me read this to you in 1 John chapter 5. This is the epistle of 1 John chapter 5. And I am going to read, you know, what he has to say about the eternal life and really who Jesus is. 1 John chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now this is the true God and the very eternal life. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
You won't find eternal life anywhere else. Praise the name of Jesus. He is the true God. Hallelujah. You know, the Jews, until this day, they believe that when the Messiah comes, he will be God. You know, that's why they didn't accept Jesus. Because he was born in a shed. You know, they thought he was the son of a carpenter. And they said, look at this man. We know him, and so forth. We don't even know how his mother got pregnant, you know, all these kind of things. You know, how can he be God? You know, because they are looking, or they know that when the Messiah comes, he will be Elohim. They know that. You ask any real Jew, he'll tell you that. Praise God. Well, the Bible says, he came unto his own, and his own rejected him. They received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become just like him, the sons of God. Hallelujah. And we will be just like the Christ. Praise God. You know, and Jesus, you know, he understood this. The Bible said he knew, you know, in the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, let his mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal. He already knew he was equal with God, but he didn't worry about any of that. He humbled himself. Hallelujah, because he came for a reason. He was transformed from that eternal fire into a little baby so he can give his life, you know, for our sins. Hallelujah. You know, and Jesus said to them, you know, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it again. Amen, somebody? That's right. You can't raise anything if you're dead. Praise God. You know, but he said, I will raise it again. You know, because he moved from that body back into that eternal spirit. And I will raise it again. It's that simple. Jesus, you know, some people say, you know, in fact, the angel announced it, he said, you know, when this one is born, you know, you can say, you know, his name will be Emmanuel. You know, Isaiah prophesied it in Isaiah 7 and verse 14. He said, you know, a virgin shall conceive and all of that. And his name will be called Emmanuel because it's God with us. Now that is not just a God that is with us. That is the very God that is with us. Amen. And that is where the real power of God lies. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And that was what was revealed to Peter. And in fact, after Peter said that, Jesus charged his disciples. He strictly charged them, said, don't tell anybody about this. Amen. He wanted to keep it secret and only reveal it one-on-one to the elect of God. You know, and you must get that revelation one-on-one. You know, he didn't want the disciples to say, oh, we know who he is, and so forth like that. No, he told them, don't tell anybody. You know, but, you know, he now begins to reveal himself one-on-one to the elect of God. And anybody that can catch that revelation, to the same person will he give that which he gave to Peter. Because God is not a respecter of persons. You know, he said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, let's see some of the things, you know, that, you know, we can even bind. How we can influence things. You know, God one time, you know, when he put Job through the test. Job went through a lot of things. Some of you might know the story of Job. And after a while, he started, you know, to question God and say all kinds of things because his friends were putting pressure on him and so forth. So God challenged him in Job chapter 38. I want you to turn with me to Job 38, and I'm going to read verses 31 through 35. And I'm going to show you here some of the things that God began to speak to Job about. This is Job 38, and starting at verse 31. And God asked him, can you bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Now that's a constellation of planets. Can you do it? You know, what by, you know, and lose, you know, can you bind some things? Can you lose some things? He began to ask Job, you know, and we see by God asking Job these questions. If you have understanding, and yes, if you have the power, you can actually bind the influences of the Pleiades. That's right. You know, if things are setting not right, you know, sometimes people say, you know, the full moon and so forth, you know, all these evil things and so forth come forth, you know. By God speaking to Job here, we begin to understand that we can actually bind some of those influences. You know, things that are negative, we can bind. Things that are positive, we can release. Hallelujah. Bind and losing, he said. Can you do these things? He asked him. That was Job 38. And verse 31. He also asked him, can you bring forth Maseroth, another constellation in his season? You know, can you guide Arcturus with his sons? And begin to ask him these things. Now listen to verse 33. I like this one. Do you know the ordinances of heaven? I love this part. Because this is God asking Job, you know, this thing. And remember, Jesus said, look, I'm going to give you some things that will allow you, you know, to influence the ordinances of heaven. It's pretty much what Jesus told Peter. You know, ordinances of heaven. Can a man do that? Absolutely. If you have the keys of the kingdom. Amen. I mean, there are certain keys that unlock things in heaven. And Jesus said, I'm going to put them in your hands. Those ordinances of heaven, the things that, you know, God puts in place to make things happen upon the earth. You know, he said, I'm actually going to put some keys in your hands to make you give you the ability to influence the outcome of things. That is so deep if you can only grasp it. And this message or this little teaching, you know, maybe over your head, I don't know, but it should not be, because there is no respect of persons with God. Hallelujah. If you have the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, you can have the same power, you know, that he promised to Peter getting that revelation. Listen to what he said. Can you bind, you know, I mean, do you know the ordinances of heaven? You know, can you set the dominion of the ordinances of heaven in the earth? This is what he's asking Job. There was a man, and I spoke about it last week. There was a man in the Bible, in the book of Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12. You know, he influenced the outcome of the length of the day. Amen? Because he needed some more time. And he said to the son, stand over there and stop still in the heavens. I need some more sunlight during the day here to teach my business. Amen? He was able to bind and he was able to set the ordinance and he put it into place. And he had the faith. You know. And God said, look, can you do these things? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds and cause the abundance of waters to come down? Can you do it? Well, you have the keys of the kingdom of heaven, you can. You know. That's right. Now, some people may think that this is strange, but no. You know, can you send lightnings? You know, I tell you what, I have been in places where witch doctors, rain doctors, and all of these things and so forth, you know, they gather together, you know, and they say, you know, we're going to, in fact, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, we went to Tanzania and so forth, and there were witch doctors there, and rain doctors and so forth. They gather together, you know, to try to make sure that, you know, the crusade will not be successful, you know, and so forth like that. And there was a lot of witchcraft and a lot of things, you know, and then some people said they are going to send lightning, some people said they are going to send rain and so forth. And we stood up on the stage and said, well, you know, all you witch doctors, and all you rain doctors and so forth. If there's any one of you that has any power, come up on stage. Hallelujah. Of course, nobody answered the challenge. Nobody could, you know. Praise God. Yeah, but they had the power to bind all those other people. In fact, they bound one woman that was there, you know, 11 and a half months. She carried this pregnancy. And she was going like that. She was pregnant. The whole village knew her. She had been pregnant 11 and a half months. They bound her. They said, you will not have this baby. You know, they put a curse on her. You know, and they said, you will not get a miscarriage, and you will not have this baby. And you will carry this baby like that for the rest of your life. Well, you know, the lady came to the crusade, you know, and I said to her, well, you know, of course, they told me by interpretation, in their language and so forth, what was going on. I said, well, that was then. Amen. You will have this baby before we leave this country. And I was scheduled to be there for only 8 days. I said, well, you're going to have this baby. I don't care what the witch doctor said. You know, that was it. I've already asked the witch doctor to come to stage. They couldn't do anything. You know, so, but they can bind you because you don't understand who Jesus is. You know, but if you understand who Jesus is, hallelujah. And I come here in the name of the Lord as an ambassador for Christ. I was representing Christ and I could speak his words just like Christ. And I said, well, you will have this baby before we leave. Well, guess what? On the last day of the event, we were having meetings in the mornings with the pastors, the group of about 50 pastors that organized this thing. We had a teaching convention for them in the mornings and then the crusade in the evening. And I was sitting to getting ready to be introduced to teach the morning session. And then somebody passed me a note where I was sitting. That was the last day of the event. And after that, we would have a crusade in the evening and then it would be gone. And that was it. It was the last day. You know. And I had even forgotten about it. And somebody passed me a note right there as I was sitting down. And when I read the note, they said, that woman, I carried that baby all this long. You gave back this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know. Well, you know, you can spoil the powers of the kingdom of darkness when you have the keys of heaven. And I tell you what, you know, these things are real. You know, but if you go into some places, you know, in Africa and so forth like that, you know, I wasn't there, but I've heard a place, you know, where some people went to preach, you know, and some witch doctors and some of these things came out and so forth, you know, and then they began to do some things. You know, one of the so-called preachers on stage fell down, paralyzed, because he didn't have the power. Because he had no business being on that stage. Right. Hallelujah, somebody. Right. One time, you know, a few months ago, one man came to my house to do some work. You know, was a handyman of some sorts. And he said, oh, you know, I'm going to this place in Africa with my church group and so forth. And I looked, I sized up the man from top to bottom. And I said, you got the power? He looked at me, what are you talking about? And I said, well, you know, I said, all this Halloween nonsense that you guys do here in this country, you know, that is nothing. You're going to be faced with the real powers of darkness. You better have the power of God. You know, and he said, what? And I said, what? You better have some real power if you want to go into some places. Amen? And I tell you, when we went to Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, it was the capital city, the Muslim Islam place, and we went to the heart of the villages where they had the most witchcraft and all these kind of things going on. And in fact, it was during the whatever season, Ramadan season, you know, I don't know what they call it, you know, and so on, you know. Challenge the powers of darkness every single night. Hallelujah. And none of them could step up to the stage. For one lady, she came the first night, had the issue of the blood. And she said, you know, and I said, what's wrong with her? And then somebody told me, interpreted and said, well, you know, she had the issue of the blood 1 year. She's been constantly, every single night. She was also another victim. It wasn't natural causes. She was a victim of witchcraft and so forth, you know. And she was burning up even where she was, you know. And I said to the lady, I said, of course, to the interpreter, if you promise to come back tomorrow and give a testimony, Jesus will hear you tonight. Praise God. That's all I said, you know. Just, you know, lay hands on her and she left. You know, next day we called the testimony line. This lady jumped up from the back. Hallelujah! And every night after that, she was the first in line for testimony. You know, she came up and she said, you know, and she repeated everything that happened the night before, you know, and she said, you know, that for the first time in over 1 year, that night, the bleeding stopped. And she said, you know, and she said, went on and on and on, and I said, look, you know, and we began to teach the people and say, look, you know, you got to have the power. And the power comes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love those foreign mission fields because you get some real challenges of some real power. And I like it better, you know, when you're there. Because when you know the power, you can see God in action. Amen? And we see God in action all the time. Praise God. And that same power is present to heal every disease and every sickness. Amen. You know, that those are some of the things that you can buy. Now, also, in our private daily lives, let's bring it down to life. You know, the things that are making us not to be successful in life. Amen? You know, one time, and I saw this in the spirit. You know, one time, I saw the devil. You know, he took out this big fat contract. You know, and he was writing something. He was trying to write some names on it. And it was a contract of death. It was a contract of failure. It was a contract of bondage. It was a contract of anything. And he wanted to put your name on it. You know, or somebody's name on it. And I looked, you know, I was there. You know how you look at these things and so forth, you know. And I looked, and as he tried to write that thing, and I was looking, but nothing was appearing. And he was writing it, and nothing was appearing. You know, I looked, you know, I said, what? You know, why don't you write some more now? Yeah, you know, he tried to write, and nothing was appearing. You know, praise God. And then I heard a voice that said, void. We are prohibited by the law of God's liberty. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you only knew how deep that was. In fact, if you write a contract in the state of Arizona or any other state for no matter what contract you write, underneath that contract, whether written or implied, is always the clause, this contract is void, we are prohibited by the law. You can write any contract you want, and you can sign it, you can notarize it up and down you want. But if it is contrary to the law, it is void. Right. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. You can sign it. Doesn't matter. But if it's contrary to the law has already made it void. And the law of the liberty of the sons of God has already made void every handwriting that the devil wants to write against you. Hallelujah. You don't even need to pray about that one. It is done. Jesus said, it is finished. Hallelujah. I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I make all things new in your life. I want you to stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I give you the power over serpents, that's evil spirits, scorpions, whatever it is, and over all the power of the enemy. The things that are holding you back in your life. You've got to bind the spirit that is walking in the air. And sometimes, let me tell you something too. A 2-minute prayer sometimes will not get the job done. Because Jesus, rising up early in the day, went to the mountaintop alone and was there for hours. And after a while, you know, he started to pray and agonize for every one of you and me until blood was coming out of his forehead like sweat.
Right.
Blood was coming out of his forehead like sweat. And then the angels came to minister to him. He said, yeah, that's right. You know, and he kept going. Hallelujah. And he wouldn't stop until he got the pearl of great price. He went for the pearl. He went for the gold. And he got it. Now some of you, you know, you just, you know, you pray one quick prayer and you run off from the presence of the Lord. You know, that's not going to get it done. You got to bind the devil. You got to grind in with prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, the psalmist said, when I prayed, when I called to the Lord, then the Lord stood up in Psalm 18. He blasted with his nostrils. The earth shook. Can your prayer do that? Can you pray with a voice that will make God to stand up? Can you do that? Well, yes, you can. When you have the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, you have the keys. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just go in there and unlock. Amen?
Amen.
If there is a treasure room there, or a treasure chest, and you have the key, then you can go in and unlock it and get whatever you want. And that's what Jesus said, I give you. The keys to unlock. Hallelujah. And also, the keys to make decrees here on earth and have heaven sanction what you're saying. It's that simple. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is not, you don't need somebody else praying for you about this. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about calling the pastor, calling X and X, you know, X and Y to pray for you. I'm talking about you taking the keys yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about, well, you know, sometimes you come to church and we pray and so forth. That's good. But what about if the pastor is not there? What about if brother X or sister Y is not there? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, you know, when it is time for you to stand up and step in for yourself? What are you going to do? You're going to be running helter-skelter. You don't know what to do. No. You've got to get in the, you know, the battle. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that you have the power. Amen?
Amen.
You have the power. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, we have the power in the name of Jesus. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, I cannot be defeated. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Do you have the power? Do you have the keys of the kingdom of heaven? You know, can you lift up a voice and cause lightness? What? Which doctors can do it? You know. Well, can you do it? Can you raise your voice and cause the angels to move into action on your behalf? Yes, you can. It comes through the revelation of who the Christ is. When you know who he is, I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I make all things new in your life. When you know who he is, you have that quiet confidence. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, I have been told, you know, throughout my life growing up and so forth, you know, that, you know, somebody, you know, people were trying to do things and so forth, contrary against me and so forth, so that I wouldn't prosper or amount to anything, you know. Even when I wasn't a believer, you know, when I hadn't even come, you know, into Christ like this, it even didn't work. Amen? Praise God. Let alone, now that I'm a believer, I don't even bother myself about those things. Some people spend a lot of time worrying about, you know, oh, somebody's doing this and somebody's doing that. I don't even worry about it. It is void where prohibited by law. Praise God. All I got to worry about is, am I in the light? Am I staying in the light?
Right.
Am I walking in the light?
Right.
If I'm walking in the light, I don't care what somebody in darkness is going to do.
Yes.
Because I am a child of the day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God created the sun to rule the day,
yes,
and the moon to rule the night. And he said, ye are not the children of the night, but you are children of the day. So the powers of the darkness of the night cannot harm me, because I don't belong to the kingdom of darkness. Amen. Give a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. If you know that the powers of the kingdom of darkness cannot harm you, if you know that you are in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, which is the kingdom of light,
Hallelujah. Now you don't need to worry about that. But what you should do is this. In Psalm 149, this is what you should do. You know, when you praise the name of the Lord, and when you give glory to Him, here is what happens. And here is what I want you to do here this morning. Let me read it to you in Psalm 149. Hallelujah. Verses 5 through 9. Psalm 149. This is the privilege that we have in Christ. Praise God. And all the saints have this honor, especially when they have the revelation of who He is. Listen to Psalm 149 and verse 5. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their pairs. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And let a sharp two-edged sword be in their hands to execute the vengeance upon the hidden and punishment, sir, upon the people. To bind the kings. Now he's talking about the powers of darkness. To bind the powers of darkness with chains. To bind the nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. Hallelujah. And he said, this honor have all the saints. So let's do some binding in here this morning. Praise God. Now, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, yes, you know, He is the Father, you know, He operates in that position, He operates in the Son as well, He operates as the Holy Ghost. I pray that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, so that you may be able to say, Thou art the Christ, the Son of our living God. And Lord, this morning, we want to stand upon our watch. Hallelujah. And we want to bind the kings of darkness. We want to bind the princes of darkness. We want to bind them with fetters here this morning. Hallelujah. Now, this honor have all the saints, not just the pastors, not just the ministers or whatever. This honor have all the saints. They have the power to bind the forces of darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I want you to go into prayers here this morning. Praise God. The things that are holding you back. When the enemy, you know, the enemy saw you, God created you as a shining light. The enemy saw that light and he wants to put his hands over that light to blow it out. You know, he wants to snuff out your light. You know, don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. You have the power to put an end and put a stop to the workings of the spirit of darkness in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes you have to be bold with your faith. You cannot be timid around the devil. You got to be bold with your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Pray. Hallelujah. Now, I want to ask you, if you want me to believe the Lord with you as well, step forward and let's pray together. Let's believe God together here this morning. Now, the power is in your hands already. Praise God. And when you are in the house of God, when you have one or two other believers believing with you, there shall nothing stand before you, said the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you want me to believe God with you, you step out and let's believe God together. Never mind what somebody else is doing, you know. Don't worry about that. It's not, you know, never mind that. Just mind yourself. You know, you want the victory. I want you to come out here and declare the victory. I want you to bind the works of darkness, the things that are holding you back, the lies that the enemy has told you. Jesus said, I am the Lord that frustrates the tokens of the liars. You need to bind the spirit of lies that the enemy is telling against you. Hallelujah. Bind the works of darkness. If you have a condition that is a health condition that doctors say you can't be healed or whatever, that is a spirit from hell. You need to bind that spirit. Bind that spirit. If there is a position and there's a place in life where you should have already attained, but you are backward. That is the enemy that is holding you back. You need to bind that tonight. Bind that this morning. Bind it this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father Lord, I bind all the works of darkness in the lives of God's people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bind with fetters. Bind with chains. Hallelujah. All the strong forces that are holding back God's people, we bind them in here this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, when you are bound, you have the power also to loose. Jesus said, whatsoever things you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever things you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, Lord, loose the spirit of miracles. Loose the anointing of increase upon your people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Loose the anointing of total lifting upon your people, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose. Hallelujah. Loose the blessings that the enemy has held back. Release them into the life of God's people in the name of Jesus. We release the blessings of God into your life. We release healing and deliverance and prosperity into your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want those of you that came out here, come closer. Come closer. Let's form a circle. Join hands. And we're going to believe God together. All of you, join hands in one big circle. And let's believe God together. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for those that came for, you know, to declare their faith in the midst of the people of God this morning. And we say with them, everything that is contrary in your life, we bind it in Jesus' name. The spirit and the tokens of lies, we bind them in Jesus' name. Now we're losing upon you the spirit of liberty, the spirit of grace, the workings of miracles, the spirit of a living God that is able to make all grace abound towards you. We loosen it into your life in Jesus' name. We release into your life the goodness of God in Jesus' mighty name. And we say the same prayer for everyone in the church here this morning. Everything that is contrary in your life, we bind it in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we release upon your people, hallelujah, the blessings, the covenant of peace, the covenant of blessing, hallelujah. We release it upon your people in Jesus' name. We release the anointing of increase. The Lord shall increase you more and more in Jesus' mighty name. We release the anointing of total lifting upon your people, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God.